Syracuse's fire chief is seeking a $125,000 grant to purchase new thermal imaging cameras that allow firefighters to see the inside of structures for a variety of reasons. Recently, firefighters had to enter a vacant, dilapidated house to confirm there was no one inside. Michael Mon says the view from the cameras are essential.
Which allow our firefighters to search buildings for trapped occupants and search for hidden fire when there's no visibility. We're asking to spend up to $125,000 from this grant.
The city fire department's current cameras are reaching the end of their useful life. Mons spoke to city lawmakers Thursday during a Common Council study session. He says money for the replacement cameras was cut from the department's budget as part of the city's contingency plans. The grant has a 10% local matching funds component, which could save the city thousands. The Syracuse Police Department is also seeking money to prepare new officers with protecting dignitaries who visit Syracuse. Deputy Chief Joe Cecil says the security detail has become a function of the department.
We didn't necessarily ask for it, but it was thrown on our shoulders, and we've taken it over more and more and more. When various politicians, mostly politicians, come into the city and become their security while they're here. We've had a big turnover with the officers that used to do that, so we need more training for the officers that are still here, and a lot of our equipment is antiquated.
During the Common Council study session, there was some optimism that cities like Syracuse will also be eligible to receive grant money that aims to bring people together with the new Biden administration in Washington. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.